Brings us to agenda item number 10, offenders. Mr. Cimino.
We have two cases today. I'll introduce these cases and turn it over to law enforcement. First case is Mr. Edwin Cooper.
Before you go forward, is Mr. Edwin Cooper in the room? Mr. Edwin Cooper of Tangier. Lieutenant Colonel.
Commissioner, I received a phone call yesterday from a lady in the Cooper family stating that Mr. Cooper could not make it today because he did not have transportation.
He was duly summoned to appear here, correct?
Correct.
This was hand-delivered and signed by him, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, this is up to the commission to decide whether or not to hear this matter in Mr. Cooper's absence or take another course of action. What's the commission's will?
I'd move to go ahead with the hearing.
Second.
We all good with moving forward in his absence? I see heads nodding. I hear no objections. We will proceed. Mr. Cimino.
All right, Commissioner, we often turn this over to the law enforcement officer, but as you can see here, this is a case where the individual is currently on probation, and as noted at that public hearing when he was put on probation, any further violations would be a cause for a summons before the Commission on License Revocation, and that's the situation that we're in right now. And if you'd like, I can go to the staff recommendation.
Well, let's save that for a minute here. Let's get it on the record here. Officer Pruitt, I believe that you are the one that handled this case. Please come forward, sir. You weren't here this morning here, so I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Officer, please state your name for the record.
Officer Richard W. Pruitt.
Mr. Pruitt, Officer Pruitt, what can you tell us about this matter?
On September 13th, 09:30, had the opportunity to check Mr. Edwin Cooper, which was actively engaged in commercial activity at the time. I asked Mr. Cooper if he had his fish pot license with him. Mr. Cooper told me that he did not have his license and he was using another gentleman's, which was Mr. Joey Charnick. I asked if he had Mr. Joey Charnick's license with him, which he could not show that he was using Mr. Charnick's. So I told him that I have to issue a summons on that because he could not show me any license for fish potting, and I issued a summons.
Was this matter taken to court?
Yes.
What happened?
Found guilty, $50 cost, $50 fine, and $121 cost.
Officer, do you happen to remember if he had pleaded guilty or he was found guilty by the judge?
Found guilty in his absence.
Found guilty in his absence, so he didn't attend his court hearing. What else can you tell us about this matter?
That when I served him the papers to show up to commission, he told me that he didn't think he'd show up because we're probably going to take my license.
What was his behavior and his attitude when you conducted the inspection?
Very polite, very nice. I mean, he just kept repeating over to me that he said, look, if I knowed it was wrong, I wouldn't have done it. Yeah. You know, and I told him, I said, well, if you said that you were using someone else's license, at least have those with you. But he told me, he said, I'm sorry. I mean, if I knowed I was violating the law, I wouldn't have done it. But kept repeating that over and over, and I said, you know, I have to issue the summons.
Let me clarify for the record. He was actively fishing?
Yes.
Was there a violation besides not having the license, or was there proof that he was actually fishing? That's two different questions.
He had about a third of a bushel of swelling toads, puff toad. And
I would ask why, but yeah. I don't think it matters. Mr. Hull, is there any questions from a legal standpoint?
No.
Any questions from the commission?
I have one.
Mr. Tankard.
It says here in the bottom of page one, the commission may wish to consider the following convictions in fixing the suspension, and one of them is on 9-6-2011 assault and batter Richard Pruitt. Is that you?
Yes. that was assistant to Town PD in a domestic.
Okay.
That he was involved in. Nothing to on commercial.
Okay. Officer Pruitt, I have another question. See if I have my calendar year correct here. So, as I remember, and I think the board's briefing packet here does back this up, he was put on probation by this commission on August 25th of 2015
yes.
for 2 years for taking oysters out of season and from a condemned area. So he was on probation, and 20 days later is when you checked him and you found him in this violation. Is that correct? Questions from the commission? Mrs. Kell.
Question is, can you actively be an agent for fish pots? I know you can for crab pots and peeler pots, but is there an agent program for fish pots?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I just want to be sure. Thank you.
Chief O'Reilly?
Yes, that's okay to be an agent.
Oh, it is.
It's okay to be an agent?
Yeah.
He would have had to register as an agent?
He would have to have a commercial fishing registration license and a fish pot license.
On him at the time, correct?
Correct.
So he didn't have them on at the time, so technically it was in violation.
Just for the proper paperwork.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Semino, what is the staff recommendation?
As noted several times, Mr. Cooper is currently on probation, and that began August 25th, 2015, and it was a 2-year probation through August 24th, 2017. Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that if a person put on probation by the commission fails to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the probationary period, it should result in an appearance before the commission for a hearing on license revocation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Cooper's commission-issued licenses for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, May 24, 2016, through May 23, 2017. Staff also recommends the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Cooper's licenses during this revocation period. Staff recommends the commission revoke Mr. Cooper's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, May 24th, 2016, through May 23rd, 2017.
That recommendation is in keeping with the Matrix guidelines?
Yes.
Any questions from the commission? Observations? Well, I'd be very happy to ask Mr. Cooper what happened and what the explanation was, but he's not here. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
Based on the fact that with staff's testimony here and the officer, Mr. Cooper took oysters, stole oysters out of season from the Commonwealth and or the public, and from a condemned area, so he endangered the public safety and the health of the public consuming oysters. Then he was placed on probation by this commission, so he's given a second chance. And then some 20 days later, he violated the regulations and laws again. So I'd recommend, certainly make a recommendation that Mr. Cooper have his license revoked for 1 year and accept staff recommendation.
Is that a motion, Mr. Erskine?
Yep.
That's a motion to accept staff recommendation to revoke Mr. Cooper's license and entitled fishing privileges for 1 year effective today.
Yeah, I would concur.
Mr. France?
I would concur with Mr. Erickson. You know, he didn't care to go to court. He didn't care to come before us. He's been involved before with other violations. I certainly, you know, it upsets me to see somebody assaulting an officer. And I would second Mr. Erkin's motion.
It's a motion and a second. Everyone clear on the motion and the second? See head nodding? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes?
No.
No by Mr. Neal.
I think we should be longer.
The chair votes aye as well.
Not objecting to the revocation, just the shortness of it.
Okay. The motion passes 8-1. Mr. Cooper's licenses and title fishing privileges are hereby revoked for 1 year. Officer Pruitt, you will alert Mr. Cooper, and you will give him the letter that spells out his appeal rights. Very good. Thank you very much. Mr. Smino, is there another case?
Jamie M. Lowney.
Officer Cagle, I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Officer Ronald Cagle.
What can you tell us about this case? Well, before we move forward, let me double check. Mr. Jamie Lowney in the room. Mr. Jamie Lowney of Gloucester. Captain Raybott, will you yell in the hallway here and see if Mr. Jamie Lowney is out there? I guess Mr. Lowney has decided not to attend.
Just for the record, Commissioner, that in both cases, signed letters, the service letters for both individuals are in packets.
Well, does the Commission wish to proceed in Mr. Lowney's absence? I see some heads nodding.
Yes.
Anybody object to that course of action? We will proceed. Officer Cagle, what can you tell us about this case?
Yes, sir. On October 9, 2015, approximately 3:30, I was informed by my captain that he got a report of somebody out there catching a small bass, striped bass. I went down to the area of Freeport Marina, and from there, with my binoculars, I observed a small skiff about 20 yards away from the dock. The gentleman on board, single person, was bringing a striped bass left and right. After he got several bass, he put them in a gray tote. I approached about 50 yards, still had a good visual on him. He was still catching more fish. At this point, I didn't have a vessel to come over and do an intercept, so I decided to walk on down the dock and holler at him. I got about from me to the wall about 20 feet away from him, hollered out, "Virginia Marine, please stop what you're doing." He looked at me. I hollered the commands again. He grabbed a big gray tote and dumped a whole mess load of striped bass out of the side. By the time I got the count, I counted over 8 that had went in the water, but there were several others that were floating. He attempted to flee the area. I again shouted verbal commands, ceased what he was doing. He eventually stopped, complied, came into the dock. I identified him as Mr. Lowney and asked him about the striped bass. He said he was croaker fishing. Then he denied catching any fish at all. Then he became completely belligerent, almost to the point of combative, myself and Officer Hixenbaugh. I issued him a summons. There are several summonses. One was for resisting inspection, obstruction of justice, no striped bass permits, no hook and line permits, possession of untagged striped bass, and one safety violation. He was found guilty in court of the no hook and line permit and no striped bass permits, the safety violations, and the impeding inspection 22905 was merged into the obstruction of justice charge 182460 because it is more of a criminal penalty. Mr. Lowney pleaded not guilty in court but was found guilty of those charges. His fine was $100 and $25 court costs and $100 and $25 court costs for the other charge.
Are there questions from the commission? I didn't notice any priors on his record for natural resources violations. Is that true? So this was his first?
This is my first dealing with him, and I did not see anything else in our records.
Did you know him? Have you ever met him out there?
We've met him several times out there, but we've never had him in violation. But then again, he's never had anything on the boat when we went alongside him.
Okay. Any other questions from the Mr. France?
Is this gentleman a commercial fisherman?
He is a commercial waterman. He did not have, he is for crabbing. and everything. He doesn't have anything, I believe, by the latest records other than his commercial waterman card for this year, 2016. But he's a commercial crabber, and his father is a commercial crabber, so he usually runs under his father's licenses.
I understand. Thank you.
I believe he's doing that this year.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Cimino, what's the staff recommendation?
The commission's guidelines for sanctions in these issues are only addressing really finfish violations, and you can see that the two violations here would recommend either a max of 2 years probation or 1 year probation. But I'll read the staff recommendation for the record. Given the severity of the situation and the specific details of this case, staff is recommending a 1 year revocation. So, in accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Lowney's commission-issued licenses for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, May 24, 2016, through May 23, 2017. Staff also recommends the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Lowney's licenses during this revocation period. Staff recommends the commission revoke Mr. Lowney's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, May 24, 2016, through May 23, 2017.
Any questions from the commission? Anything to add? We missing anything? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedner.
What concerns me about this particular case is the conduct towards the officer and the conduct of the way he was fishing. This is a commercial waterman, and from what I heard, I mean, he's just pulling in, he's striping bass just as quick as he can to fill up his boat. When he was told not to do that, he continued to do that, and he continued to, and then he dumps all the fish out. And so he's trying to impede the officer in his investigation. And what concerns me is that if this officer would have been there by himself, there might have been an assault battery charge likewise with this guy. I think 1 year revocation is way too lenient. At the appropriate time, I'm going to ask that this kind of conduct from a waterman should have a 3 year revocation. And I'll make that motion when the appropriate time comes.
Mr. France.
I have a question for counsel. I mean, if we revocate somebody's license for a number of years, say just 1 year or 2 years, can you also add, after that revocation, a period of probation?
Yes, as long as it doesn't exceed, the total time doesn't exceed 5 years, you're fine.
Thanks.
Other discussion? Other input? Mr. Zedron?
I move that we do not follow staff recommendation, but we impose a 3 year revocation of all his licenses and privileges and so forth. I think we need to protect our officers.
I can argue with protecting the officers. That's certainly true. A year is a hardship for these watermen. 2 years is more than a hardship. 3 years. I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but 3 years kind of seems to me for, these are serious offenses, but we do know that this is a serious hardship for them for 3 years.
I got it.
Well, my point is, this is a commercial waterman, and he's not there the first time, and he knows what he's doing is wrong, and the biggest problem I got is the words were, it almost became confrontational, and if we don't protect our officers out there, we're going to be sending a wrong message. We can't tolerate that kind of conduct. That's where I'm coming from.
Mr. Minor.
Well, I guess we need to know if anyone's going to second his motion, because I would like to make a motion.
I'll second his motion.
It's motion by Mr. Zedron for 3 years of revocation.
Yes.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Discussion on that. All in favor, Mr. Franz.
My question would be, you said he's working on his father's license, but he is a registered waterman.
He is a commercial waterman. And he didn't, by the records that I've seen, he does not have anything else other than his card this year. He is out. In fact, I was told he was out this morning working under his father's gear license. His father is a commercial waterman as well, and he does that a lot. He works under his father's cards.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Mr. Erskine?
Well, I understand where Mr. Zedron's coming from, and I take this as a serious offense as well, especially in light of the fact that it could become confrontational. I think we need to take that seriously. I would note that not only did it have that impact on you, but as well it's a natural resource violation, the fact that striped bass is something that, you know, is protected. Anybody that's on the water has a responsibility to act appropriately, and it's a privilege to be out there, especially, I think, in the commercial waterman that is harvesting from this natural resource. And we take our job seriously trying to protect those regulations and laws that are out there. I do think 3 years is a little bit heavy, and I would be, as the recommendation or discussion was, maybe 1 year with several years of probation after that.
Mr. Minor?
Yeah, I was going to just piggyback off of AJ in reference to, I think 3 years, it's a lot. But I would say, you know, if we can go with 1 year revocation and also with maybe 3 years probation. I'm just thinking of the hardship of watermen.
More discussion.
If I could just have a follow-up, I would also note that as egregious as this behavior is and the fact that it almost became confrontational, as the testimony was, he doesn't have prior convictions.
Right.
So I would offer maybe a substitute motion.
That's in order.
That we'd have a one-year revocation of all fishing privileges, as well as followed by 3 years of probation.
I second that.
Let me ask for clarification. Is that a motion to revoke Mr. Lowney's licenses and tidal fishing privileges for 1 year, followed by 3 years probation, or just his licenses?
No, fishing privileges and all licenses, followed by 3 years probation.
Well, we now have a duly placed before us here substitute motion for a year revocation and licenses and tidal fishing privileges and 3 years probation. Would you like to discuss that? Or maybe somebody has a split the baby difference. No discussion on this? Just pause for a moment.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Mr. Zedron.
I have an amendment to that motion.
Let's hear it and then decide whether or not it's a substitute motion or it's an amendment to the substitute motion, a friendly amendment.
I move to, as amendment to that, a 2 year revocation with a 3 year probation.
Mr. Erskine, you're the maker of the motion. Do you accept that as a friendly amendment to your substitute motion?
No, I could offer maybe something as an amendment to the amendment.
Well, that's clear. It's clear as mud. All right, well, let's hear it and then decide what the appropriate path forward is.
Where we're trying to get to here is obviously imposing something more than staff recommendation, because we all recognize that this was serious. And going back to, again, he doesn't have prior convictions that we've seen, that we'd go with a one-year revocation followed by 4 years of probation.
Well, I'll take that as an amendment to your substitute motion self-imposed, which would require the seconder, Mr. Minor, here to agree with your self-imposed amended substitute. Everyone got that?
I'll second it.
All right, so now we have an amended substitute motion of 1 year of revocation followed by 4 years of revocation of licenses and tidal fishing privileges, correct, followed by 4 years of probation. More discussion? Mr. France.
Yeah, I was just wondering, maybe the officer knows, does this man's father rely some on what this man catches? I mean, as part of helping him out?
His father has a pretty good business, but it's hard to tell with his son because his son gets in a lot of problems outside of the fishing industry. So his son's been incarcerated several times. And in this case, he was actually incarcerated because of him getting the charges. He was violated in James City County for other charges. He does have a history of violence.
Okay.
And whether his father relies on him, I don't know, because he doesn't spend a lot of time outside of jail sometimes.
Okay, thank you.
I would like you to do that.
Okay.
Mr. Hall.
Just to make clear here, we can't really rely on like history of violence type things outside of conduct toward police officers in making the decision about revocation. So you should really kind of disregard the criminal history part.
My concern was he trying to earn income for other members of his family?
Understood.
Maybe weren't able to.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kellum.
Do we know that he's not incarcerated now, and that's not his reason for not appearing before
us? No, I was told he was out fishing this morning.
Okay. Just being sure.
Mr. Seifer.
I think we're kind of getting close here. I'd propose another amendment here that we take his license for a year, and revoke his license of privilege for a year and a half, and then put him on 3 years probation.
So it's a total of 4.5 years?
That would be a total of 4.5 years of sanction, a year and a half with the loss of his fishing licenses and privileges, followed by 3.5 years of probation. Mr. Zedron, is that an offering for a friendly amendment to the amended substitute?
Right. Just 3 years probation, not 3.5.
Just 3 years of probation? Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Oh, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. I got kind of lost.
Well, you got a year and a half revocation and 3 years probation.
Well, Mr. Erskine, do you accept that as a friendly amendment?
I do.
Mr. Miner, do you accept that friendly amendment as the seconder?
I just think a year, it's really teaching him a lesson, hopefully. But you're talking 16 months. I'm sorry, you're talking 18 months. Of a person, you know, that's a commercial waterman not working. That's a lot of time and missing. You know, I don't know if this person has a family that he has to feed. So I'm sticking with the year and maybe 4 years probation or 3 years probation, whatever, you know. But I just think 18 months, that's a lot of time as far as someone who's not working.
It strikes me, and I say this just as an observation, not for anything to do with the actual imposition of whatever sanction is decided here, but we could have asked him if he's supporting a family, if he had chosen to appear today instead of being out fishing, as he apparently or supposedly was.
That's true.
That's just an observation. So,
let's go with it. I'll go with the 18 months.
So you'll accept the friendly amendment here. So it's a second. Okay, so we have a motion duly seconded to revoke Mr. Jamie Lowney's licenses and title fishing privileges for 1.5 years, followed by 3 years of probation.
Yes.
Any more discussion on this matter? And I hesitate to ask for it.
I'd just like to say one more thing.
Mr. Zedner.
I want to thank the members here for coming to that. I think that, you know, we need to look at our officers' family, too.
We do.
And you did that by doing this, and I appreciate you doing that. And I think we're going to be sending that message out there to the public is that, you know, regardless of whether you're doing something wrong or not, you know, the police have their job to do, and you respect them. And I think that's the message we're sending. So thank you.
All right. We have a motion duly seconded here. It's a substitute motion, but it is controlling here. For 1.5 years of a license revocation, title fishing privileges for Mr. Jamie Lowney, followed by 3 years of probation. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Officer Cagle,
Would you please inform Mr. Lowney here of the commission's decision and give him his rights to appeal through the normal letter?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Any other offenders to come before the commission?
No, sir. Haven't had one yet.